Well, now that A&M to the SEC talk has gone somewhat to the back burner, we can start talking about football on the field, and let's do it. I'm Tom Turbeville. Good afternoon, everyone. Here's your sports brought to you by the Marriott Group, building and remodeling homes for 34 years. A lot of the talk in the offseason has been about the Aggie receivers and how that will certainly be among the best ball-catching groups in the country this year. Jeff Fuller and Ryan Swope tied to set an A&M season record last year with 72 catches each. Swope says the competition during practice will make players like he and Fuller and Easy Wachiku and Kendrick McNeil and Brandel Jackson even better.
Yeah, we all have, you know, high expectations for one another. We hold each other accountable, and we're out there competing, seeing who can go without dropping a pass and just doing the right things out on the field, blocking and assignments, and it's kind of a game, and we battle out there. It's friendly bragging rights, but I feel like that really carries over to the field and helps us push each other.
Another preseason top 10 ranking for the Aggies as Sports Illustrated ranks A&M 10th in their preseason edition that hit the stands today. SI also ranks A&M number one in the nation in game day experience. And that experience will start 2 weeks from Sunday when they host SMU at Kyle Field. The NCAA says that it has been investigating the relationship between a convicted Ponzi scheme artist and the University of Miami for 5 months, and the allegations, if true, show the need for, quote, serious and fundamental changes in college sports. Now, former booster Nevin Shapiro is serving 20 years in federal prison. He claims that he treated players with sex parties, nightclub outings, cars, and other gifts. Shapiro told Yahoo Sports that he provided improper benefits to 72 football players and other athletes at Miami from 2002 to 2010. NCAA President Mark Emmert says that if the allegations are true, that the conduct of the University of Miami is an illustration of the need for serious and fundamental change in many critical aspects of college sports. The Hurricanes' entire football team took the practice field today, even though Shapiro's claims involved several current players. Coach Al Golden says it's too soon to take disciplinary action. Now, former Miami coach Larry Coker is now coaching at Texas San Antonio. And a UTSA spokesman says the NCAA has not contacted Coker about the allegations that players on his Hurricanes team received the cards and the lavish gifts. Coker coached at Miami from 2001 to 2006. He was fired after a final 7-6 season that was marred by violence and off-field trouble. UTSA hired Coker in 2009 to lead its football program that will start play for the first time this season. Of course, during that span, Texas A&M was a loser to Miami at the Orange Bowl in 2008 by a score of 41-23. Detroit Lion defensive end, former Nebraska Cornhusker Ndamukong Suh has been fined $20,000 by the NFL for a hit on Cincinnati quarterback Andy Dalton. The reigning NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year grabbed the Bengal quarterback and threw him to the turf after he had gotten rid of the ball late in the first quarter of Friday's preseason game. Suh was flagged for unnecessary roughness. He was fined twice last year for roughing up quarterbacks. Now, Suh's bank account can absorb the latest hit for sure. His 5-year contract is worth $40 million guaranteed and as much as $68 million. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers season ended last night. Congratulations to the Coppell Copperheads as they won their fourth TCL title. They took the championship in two straight wins over the Bombers at the Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark. Copperheads beat the Bombers 3-1 last night to end the TCL season. Texas Rangers piled on 17 hits last night to power past the L.A. Angels 7-3. Josh Hamilton homered for the Rangers, and the victory puts the Rangers now 6 games ahead of the Angels in the American League West. They'll play that series again tonight. Houston Astros have won 2 in a row over the Cubs. Yesterday, it was the grand slam by Brian Brokosiewicz that beat the Cubs 6-5, and today the Astros won again 4-3. And finally, Ohio State University's president is officially forgiven for turning the Little Sisters of the Poor into a punchline. Gordon G. caused a stir last November while talking about football and who should get a chance to play for the college title. In an interview with the Associated Press, he mocked other universities outside the power conferences by saying the Buckeyes did not play the Little Sisters of the Poor. Well, G spent this morning just outside Toledo touring a home for the elderly that's operated by the religious order. He says his wisecrack turned out to be a good thing because it's helped promote the good work of the sisters. The nuns say all is forgiven and plan to take up G's offer to attend an Ohio State football game this fall. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turpeville. We'll have more next half hour. For the Marriott Group, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.